Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are 1 week into our Summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. That means that Fox Sports Radio and TireRack.com are giving away a set of four brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 this week. A winner will be picked on Sunday to win a set of four tires plus installation taxes and fees valued at up to $1,500. Enter daily, which gets you a new entry into the contest every single day right here at FoxSportsRadio.com to boost your chances to win. After this week, two more winners will have a chance to win through August 27th for a set of four brand new tires. To enter and get rules, visit FoxSportsRadio.com. This is sponsored by TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, Chris, real quick, I got my date for the next comedy stand-up here in Los Angeles. Oh. Finally, I'm getting back on stage. It'll be Friday night, August 11th. I'll give you the full details coming up. I know it's an early show, but I'll give you the venue and all that. But I just wanted to let people know, if you live in the Los Angeles area and you want to see me get on stage again and do an act, it'll be Friday night, August 11th, okay?
Friday night must be a big
I know.
Year.
And the early show,
what time
are
you at, 4:30?
No, no, the show starts it's from 7:30 to 9:30. I'm on prime time, baby.
Wow, all right.
Prime time.
So you got your new jokes?
Well, I got stuff, new material. I've been working on stuff, you know.
All right. I could mix
in a couple of y'all. Everybody hasn't heard the whole routine, Chris. You don't write all
don't
new jokes.
Don't be so sure. No, I'm just saying.
But I'm looking forward to it. And then I'll be ready to come to Brooklyn.
Yes.
You know, you guys fanned on me last time. Y'all were like, I don't know. Who is your the guy
who
runs
skeptical.
The club.
It wasn't anything to do with that.
Chris, we're not doing that.
We love you, but let's not get crazy. They'll get you on.
All right. So there you go.
Let's, Rob, I don't know if you saw this interesting story about the Saudis and their soccer league. Obviously live golf. They got into golf. They dipped their toe in that, more than dipped their toe, right? They've changed golf, and now they're looking at doing soccer. But it's going to tie into the NBA because Giannis, once he saw this, he kind of jumped in there and put in his two cents. So Rob G is going to break it down and summarize it for us. Rob G, tell us about it.
That's right. According to multiple outlets, including Front Office Sports and CBS Sports, soccer star Kylian Mbappe has been offered a one-year, $1.1 billion package by the Saudi club Al-Hilal to join their club next season. The terms of the deal are as such. $332 million American dollars as a transfer fee to his current club, PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, and a one-year, $776 million salary to play for Al-Hilal next season, which prompted Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is definitely not struggling financially, but to chime in on the situation on Twitter with a photo of himself zoomed in, throwing up a one-finger thumbs-up sign, saying, Al-Hilal, you can take me. I look like Kylian Mbappe.
All right, Rob. I just, simple question. Let's say, for sake of argument, if they were to get into basketball and they'd have to create their own league, I guess, and you were Giannis or some other superstar player, would you consider going over there for, you know, the type of money that they're talking about?
Absolutely. We saw it before. We saw it in golf just recently, and we saw it in the United States Football League. I'm talking about the original one that had Reggie White and Steve Young and Jim Kelly and Chris Collinsworth. Chris, we would be on the radio for the next hour talking about the good players who played in that league.
Right.
Herschel Walker was the number one pick out of Georgia. He went to the New Jersey Generals, owned by Donald Trump back then, Chris, because they were paying money. And competition is good. And if I was a player and I had an option, just like we said with the Saudis and the golf, dude, if you're playing the same thing, Tiger turned down like $800 million and then got left holding the bag with nothing while everybody else cashed out. What is the difference? I've always said this in my career, Chris. You know, I moved around a lot in the newspaper business. It wasn't because I was terrible, maybe a little terrible, but because it was terrible.
Not quite terrible.
Right, not terrible, just okay. But I used to always say, you mean to tell me you're going to pay me $25,000 more to send my story to a different phone number? Is that what the difference is? I'm just, if you can make a lot more money doing something, I just don't understand why you wouldn't. And the other league, right, either this league could eclipse it, or if this league didn't last or fold, if you're a good player, you could go back to the other league like they did in the USFL and the NFL. They got cashed out, and then they went back to the NFL and had careers. So I would take the cash if it was significant. Not nickels and dimes more, Chris,
right,
but significant. It's got to be significant.
Yeah, I mean, let's just, for the sake of argument, let's talk this type of money that they're paying for Mbappe.
Right. And Rob G, real quick, let me ask.
$8 million.
Yeah. I don't know, one year. What does he make? What does he make now? You know what I mean? Like, what's his
He's
salary
playing
now?
In France, right?
So what's his salary now that they're offering him $750 million, you know? And Rob G, I would like to look
that up.
Yeah, I'd also like to know, Rob G, if you can, with Reggie White or Jim Kelly or Steve Young, what they were making in the NFL at that time and what they signed for in the USFL, Chris. I'm just curious.
And remember, Herschel went straight from college.
Right, from Georgia to the USFL.
Steve Young?
I don't know, because he was with the LA Express.
Yeah.
Rob, y'all are too young, but I don't know.
All right, go ahead, Rob G, on Mbappe.
So, Kylian Mbappe, again, the reason why the Saudi clubs are offering this much is because they're trying to make a big splash. They offered a huge deal to Lionel Messi, he turned him down. They offered a huge deal to Cristiano Ronaldo, and he took it. So Mbappe currently is on a three-year, $223 million contract.
Two-year what?
Three years,
$223 million. He can triple that.
Oh, God.
But he's viewed as, like, the next big thing. He has the most World Cup goals of any person in history before the age of 24.
Here's where I'm at on this, Rob. If I were, because we're talking about it in relation to basketball, since Giannis brought it up. If I were LeBron James, let's say they start a league, right? They got their professional basketball league. Maybe they got a bunch of international players and some lower level, but still professional NBA players. If I'm a LeBron James, who's about to turn 39 next season, I would, after like another year or two in the NBA, I would go over there. I mean, when he's 41, 42, he obviously won't be the same player, but guess what? He'll still be LeBron James. He'll still be a huge name, and that goes for Steph Curry. Not now. I would not do it now if they started their own basketball league, because I do think what you and I, you're talking about writing, that's different. Because the in sports, like if I'm a star basketball player, I want to play against the best and beat the best and be in the best league. So after I've done that and made my mark and my money, and now I'm on the downside, look, I can't guarantee because I'm not the one with the money, but I would be stunned if they wouldn't offer LeBron James at 41, 42 years old a ton of money, more money than he's probably ever made in the NBA. And so I would do that. If I'm Giannis, Rob, at this stage of where I'm at, I'm not going. It's not like I'm making pennies in the NBA. So I would go over there to make $1 billion. I get it. Some people might think I'm crazy. Go over there to make $1 billion dominating who? You know, and again, I think that money would be there later on too. Let them build the league up. We're talking basketball. Let them build the league up to where it's reputable, where it's some good players, and it means something to win that and play over there. And then we can talk. If I'm in my prime, like Giannis or Jokic or somebody like that, but as an older player, after I've done everything in the NBA and reached my pinnacle in the NBA, yeah, that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, I mean, they want you because they're trying to build the league. So to take washed-up players, that's not a good business model. You need to
You
get
don't
some...
think if they got LeBron James in 3 years, it
no,
wouldn't be
I,
huge?
No. I don't think he'll be the same. I don't think he'll be the same player.
He wouldn't.
They might offer him that he gets a franchise that's not a guarantee in the NBA or something like that. But I'm just talking about some star player, if they were to offer him, if he's making $200 million in the NBA and they say, we'll give you $750 to leave the NBA, dude, I'm taking that. I am. Because there have been, like you say, I think that you could always go back if you're a talented player, so that's not the issue. Cash out, get
you could do it 1 year. That's fair. You go over there for 1 year, make your money,
and the league falls. I'll just say
that's not a bad idea.
I mean, I would do it and say let's see where it goes. It was just like, I think that kind of money. This is not like you're making $200 million and they're going to offer you $225 million. You're not going anywhere, Chris, for that. But you're talking about tripling or quadrupling my salary. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I think that's why we thought some of the golfers were crazy to stand by and not take a piece of that pie.
Yeah, and maybe it's because I'm not as into golf. I feel like I get that the PGA is a big deal and always has been, you know, for decades and all that. But I also think in golf, you're often competing against the course. And who you're playing with may not be as big of a deal because you're competing against the course. And they were getting, you know, some bad, you know, they were in a bad situation in PGA. Sometimes you got to pay for your own way to the tournaments and stuff like that. But I just, if I'm a great basketball player, I'm trying to make my mark in the NBA. I'm not trying to make it in Saudi Arabia. Now, I like your idea. If I went over for 1 year, that's a whole different story. I'm 24. I go over there 1 year, make my $700 million, and come back to the NBA after that. I don't dislike that idea. That's something I think I'd look at doing. But yeah, I'm not trying to go over there. Like, I'm trying to ball in the NBA. And I get it. You're right. Like, I would want them to build the league up where it's reputable.
Well, but that's
before
I go over there. But if just say this. This is a hypothetical, obviously. Eight of the 10 best players go over to that league. That's a whole different.
Yeah. Then you're. Because remember, I'm saying I want to play against and beat the best.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
So
but
if they do that,
if they were to lure 8 of the 10 best players over there,
right.
then that league is better. That league immediately becomes better than the NBA. Like, immediately.
And I'm going to be honest, Rob. If I were the players, now, first of all, they should try to do that, Saudi Arabia, the way they're throwing around money.
They got plenty of money,
but
Chris.
If I'm the players too, I'm getting together and talking amongst ourselves, right? And saying, look, because LeBron, Rob, wants to own an NBA team.
Right,
and that
but
takes
no,
billions.
Right, and it's no guarantee, even if he's in the running, Chris, that he's going to get it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of rich people in this country.
It wouldn't be surprising if the NBA, as a discouragement to guys to go over there to a league like that, would say, if you go over there and play, we're not giving you a team.
No, Chris, they might not say it publicly.
Right, right.
But they would
but
definitely.
Privately.
Because they're trying to hold on. Now, you got to remember. Say it's the new league, and now NBC gets involved, right? The NBA on NBC, the old days. And they say, hey, we're going to have the games on NBC.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, now you got your television
now
partner.
Now you got competition, yeah.
Now you got competition. Now the NBA is like, oh, wait a minute. You know what I mean? It changes everything. Like that, it's definitely doable.
If you're talking about all the best, or, you know, 10 of the best players going over that. Why not? Like I said, I want to beat the best so my accomplishments are recognized. I can feel like, you know, if I'm one of the best players in the world, I want to play with the best players and against the best players in the world. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. Interesting theoretical discussion. Do you think some of the NBA, top NBA players should, you know, we're speaking hypothetically, but if the Saudis create their own basketball league, would you blame guys like Giannis and LeBron and some of our young NBA stars for going over there and taking the bag? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
Say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. We're having some fun. We're speaking hypotheticals. If the Saudis start a basketball league and start paying ridiculous money, should dudes go? Your thoughts.
All right. On a Magic City Monday, let's make this happen. Jesse in South Texas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, Buck, take the money and run. Wherever you are, whatever job you're doing, take the money and run. I think Mayweather's making a lot more money now doing exhibition fights in Saudi Arabia than he did, like, in his, maybe not his total career, but per fight.
Right.
So, just take it, man.
Well, I mean, but that Mayweather, that speaks to my point of he's doing it, you know, now that he's accomplished everything he wants. I mean, boxing is a little different because it's worldwide. It's not just a national league, but I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, remember this, Jesse, it's always better with the cheddar, okay? Always. All right, Ramon in Indy. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
All right, hi. Two of my best journalists I've ever listened to in sports and otherwise. I appreciate it, and I'll be brief.
Man, thank you, bro.
Star Trek, they had a character by the name of the Ferengi on there. And the Ferengi said one time, the only thing a rich man can afford that can't afford is a conscience. So you don't have no conscience when it comes to that money. Tiger, we discussed it with my father-in-law yesterday. I went and researched for an hour. I couldn't find a CEO, a company, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, or anyone who did what Tiger Woods did and turned down $800 million.
Yep.
There's no way in the world. And Tiger's not that wealthy to do that. He don't have Oprah money. So, and I know Oprah is she's frugal with what they say, but I can guarantee you if she came up with a movie or some type of show
or some sort of TV show, yes. She would have done it.
$800 million. There's no way in the world. I'm
with you.
Thank you.
When you think about that, Chris, thanks for the call.
It's just what we said, Rob, when the story
when
broke.
When it happened.
And here's the thing. Don't expect an individual American to do something that all these American corporations aren't doing.
Exactly.
Or the American government.
Exactly.
That's why even with LeBron, with China, I said, look, I thought his comments were wrong, but I'm not going to jump all over him when all these corporations are doing business with China.
China's had
so
the same kind of human rights
individual,
violations
right.
for a long time. This is not new. Marco in Washington, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marco?
Yeah, guys, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you comparing apple with your oranges.
Okay.
You know, as a big soccer fan, I grew up with the sport, and it's no way a player like Mbappe is going to go from where he's at to stop competing on the Champions League and all the European leagues to go play on a place where no one is going to watch it. As Chris, I think, stated, that you want to compete with the best. And everybody who has gone to the Saudi League are washed-up players.
But wait a minute. No,
so he hasn't accepted it yet. We don't know if he's going to take it or not.
And I believe he will not.
No, he's young. But wait a minute. But wait a minute. Here's what's wrong, Marco, with your point.
Okay.
How did the PGA get into a deal with Liv? How'd that happen? All the best players were in the United States.
This is my counter against your argument. They were allowed to play in majors.
No. But wait a minute. There was a stain on them, Chris, originally.
Yeah,
and then there was so many of them that they couldn't do it. And I'm telling you,
but I also think golf is an individual sport. To me, that's a little different.
Yeah, but if enough of the big time soccer players, Chris, were to take the money, is what I'm.
Oh yeah,
it's the same kind of thing. One guy, you're right, Marco. One guy, it doesn't work, Chris.
Well,
one guy,
it doesn't work. Here's what I say to Marco, and I don't know if he's still there. Like we were talking about, Rob, Mbappe could go over there for 1 year, get almost $800 million.
Four times.
And go right back. Go right back to the Euro League or whatever he's playing, you know, in France or whatever their leagues are called. So that's the thing. I mean, I get it because I start out saying if I'm in my prime, I want to play against the best. But you could easily go over for 1 year, right? Get that money.
It's a 1 year contract, ain't it?
Right.
It's a 1 year contract.
Right. That's the difference. All right. We're going to continue to talk. Damian Lillard, Rob, getting a little pushback from one of the players in the league, Austin Rivers. Don't mince words. That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And everybody knows, of course, Damian Lillard, Rob, has asked to be traded from the Portland Trail Blazers and wants to go to Miami Heat. That trade, of course, has not happened yet. The reports are that Portland doesn't like the deal from Miami. It seems like eventually it's going to happen, but obviously it hasn't happened yet. And Austin Rivers, son of Doc Rivers, longtime veteran in the league, he spoke about it today. Here's what recently. Here's what he had to say.
Regardless of how good of a player you are, man, the NBA is not, it's a privilege. And if you were a free agent, then you could choose where you were going to go.
Right.
That's the business.
Yeah.
But when you're not and you sign a deal, man, that's part of the business, bro. If you get traded somewhere, like, you got to go play, man. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
And this started with like James and Ben and all these guys doing this bad for the league. This is why our CBA deal that we just signed, and I don't even want to get heavy into that. That thing is, don't even get me started on that deal that we got going because it's top heavy. That's why you're seeing all these teams right now with, you either make $50 million or two. It's the most lopsided contract teams. I mean, it's a joke, bro. I can't tell you how many mid-level guys are signing for vet minimum around the NBA. It's laughable.
Yeah.
It's a scary dynamic when stars start acting like this. And I'm not a big fan of it. I got to be honest with you.
Man, that's some good stuff there by Austin Rivers.
He didn't miss words, did he?
No, he did not. And Chris, he is right about that. The other thing that the NBA has now more of that we never saw is those split contracts where some of it's not guaranteed. People don't have fully guaranteed contracts.
Right.
That's new. That's new. The NBA, where money wasn't guaranteed, that's new.
Right.
He's right about that. And he's right about the whole idea. It's not that, Chris, you can't ask for a trade, but it's gotten out of hand to where it's just willy-nilly. You're James Harden. You opt into a contract and then ask to be traded. I don't want to be here. That's foul. You should have just opted out, Chris.
Well, he did that for strategic reasons.
No, but I'm just saying,
because nobody was going to pay him.
Right.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what I mean. You don't want to be there. Just say I want out. I don't want to be here, and I'm going to opt out and try my luck somewhere else.
He had no I think that's
a little
different.
I get why he did it.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Because nobody with money was going to pay him that money. And so, but you and I said this when we talked about Dame. Like, they don't owe him to send him to the team he wants to go to. I'm sure they'd be willing to work with him. Give him a list. 4 or 5 teams you're willing to be traded to.
Right, so
and
they
don't even have to
deal.
Work in that. But right. Yeah, at least that gives them some leverage. At least that gives them a little something. That's what we've seen many teams do or many guys do. But here's what I'll say, because he said it's bad for the league.
Chris, who has one thing on their Christmas list? You may, right, your kids, you ask your kids for a Christmas list, Chris. They put down 4 or 5 things. They're not going to get them all.
Right.
And they're not going to get one. They can't put like, oh, I want a $900 bike as the only thing on their Christmas list. Because Chris, Papa Santa ain't getting you a $900 bike, so you better have 4 options. Am I right?
Right. Especially, like you said, when it's hard to get that. I mean, sending him to Miami for a deal they don't like isn't something they want to do. And so, look, I think, Rob, when he says it's bad for the league to have your stars demanding trades like this, I don't know if it's bad for the league, because one thing that's good for the league is drama. To be talking, having shows like ours, shows like this on TV, talking about this stuff day in, day out, trade deadline stuff people love, free agency people love, and a player wanting out. What was trending all weekend? Joel Embiid to the Knicks, maybe. Like, this drama creates interest and intrigue, and the fans love it. So I don't know that it's bad in that regard. Here's where it's bad, Rob, for the league. The owners, and this is kind of what Austin Reeves was talking about, Rob, with the new CBA. The owners, when they get their chance, oh, they'll address this stuff.
Right.
Right? So they're looking, they sat back and said, okay, Anthony Davis had 1.5 years left on his deal, demands out. Ben Simmons had, 3 years left on his deal, asked for a trade. You know, they're looking at these things and other players, and then when it was time to bargain, Rob, what'd they do? Everyone is saying, right, now it's going to be very difficult for teams to have 3 max-level players.
It's not going to happen.
Right. So that's where it's going to hit the players when you start finding out, oh, my gosh, in the CBA now you can't do this. You can't get that. You know, they might make it more difficult to get a supermax, you know, or whatever it may be. They will turn the screws, the governors, as they're being called, they will turn the screws in the collective bargaining agreement, and that's where it'll hurt the players and could hurt the league. But, the intrigue, people love that, but he's right, Rob. We said it. I mean, I don't care. I couldn't care less if Dame goes – I mean, as a fan of the sport, I like, you know, Miami be great, Boston, Philly, whatever. But I don't have a problem with him going to Miami. But you can't sit here and act like they got to send you to where you want to go.
Right, and that is it. That's the only place, and they got to take the crumbs or whatever, the pieces that they don't want to hurt their franchise. I just don't understand, like, the thinking behind that, as if that's okay. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. And Austin, you know, he's an outspoken guy. And, you know, he's speaking his piece. And he made some sense, Rob. He made some sense.
He made sense.
Yeah.
That made more sense than some of the jumpers he's taken. But that's another story. Oh, sorry about that.
All right, well, yes, that is our man. And well, do you think – I do think at the end of the day – he probably, I think he gets traded to Miami. But do you doubt that, or you think they might send him somewhere else? It seems like they aren't getting many offers, if any, outside of Miami.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play it out, because they said that they'll wait, Chris, for the right situation.
Yeah, they might just wait. They might just wait, you know?
And I think that's the right thing to do. That's a big... It's a big move. It's a big piece to move. And you could damage your organization, Chris, for a long time if you don't do the right thing.
If you make the wrong move. Now, the Miami deal, I'm not sure it's as bad as people think. I've said I don't necessarily want Tyler Hero if I'm them. He's not a bad player. He could whether he comes off the bench or whatever. He can
score. I'd rather a cheesesteak than a hero, but that's another story.
My thing is Nikola Jovic. I think he could be the gem in that trade. We'll see. But they need to do their homework on all that. But you're right. Look, they might take the approach, Rob, of, look, let's just wait. And as the season comes around, Dame, is he going to want to sit out? Or is he going to come to us and say, you know, all right, I'll open up. I got to get with my team if I want to have a chance to win a championship. I'll open up my list. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. Maybe that's a strategy.
But I'm just surprised that his agent is not brand new. I'm surprised that
Aaron's a good agent too.
I'm saying that they did that outwardly, Chris, to hurt. Like, you know what I mean? You could say that behind closed doors, but that's a bad move by the agent to let that be public. That there's only one place he wants to go to. You know, like I just don't understand. Like, you could maneuver that behind the scenes, but you have two or three teams vying for him, and then that sweetens the deal, you know, to get Miami to ante. Like, that's just strategy.
And it might have leaked from the other side, right, from the Blazers.
Yeah, it could have. But you know, it could have. Yeah.
But, we'll see. All right, if sources say it's next, y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is sources say here on the Akable Fox Sports Radio, a segment we put Chris and Rob.
Are you on the show or what are you doing? What was that pause?
Because I'm getting some production information from our technical producer, DJ Alex Teicher, Rob Parker.
All right. Okay. I'm just asking.
Cheese Louise.
A.K.A. Alex the Vegan.
That's right. Gosh, Rob, how's that cooking going on in the background of the show?
No, I'm not cooking.
Yeah, you cooking, Rob? You sound like you're eating. What you cooking?
No,
that's hold on, let me guess. Ribs, no sauce, a salad with cheese and mayonnaise on it.
No, I baked wings earlier, and I just had some ice in my mouth. That's all I had. I didn't have any. I'm not eating. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
That's a drop.
Okay.
In any event,
you are sick.
This is a segment we put Chris and Rob's combined 113 years journalism experience. He thought just a good source and a bad source. So let's get to it because Rob delayed us a good minute and a half.
Sorry.
Story number one, Rob Parker. My sources say that a bettor wagered $70,000 on the U.S. women's national team to beat Vietnam on Friday during our show, which would pay out a whopping $350. Robin, my source is good.
What?
Yes. Some idiot did drop some ridiculous amount of money. Chris, the odds were like you had to bet.
What?
Yes. In order to win $100, you had to bet. What was it, Rob G? You had to bet to win $100, like $30,000?
It peaked at 75,000 to one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true, though.
Bro. Not that's ridiculous. And he lost, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost.
No, he won.
Oh, it was just a straight win.
Yeah, just a win.
But you remember it was like they were minus 13 goals or something.
He bet 70 grand on the minus 20,000 money line. So he got it early. Good on him. Wow. He didn't get it at the
But he didn't get it with the goals, right? What was the final score in that game?
3-0.
Yeah, and Chris, it was like 13, wasn't it, Rob G?
Yeah, they were expecting.
Weren't they favored by 13
goals? I don't know.
I
have to look that up. I have to look that up.
Yeah. Okay. But
yes. That's Chris Broussard money. That's what that is. 70 grand.
Oh, see?
Game.
Here we go.
All right.
You know what?
That
was the thing when he was in Cuba. Money was falling out of his pockets. They kept chasing him around. Chris thought it was because they recognized him from First Things First.
Yeah. Well, when we're in Vegas this weekend for the fight, which is going to be great, Spence Crawford.
That's right.
Me and Rob are going to be riding around in Ubers and Lyfts, and Chris got to get a special town car.
Town car to drive around.
Which is
town.
Nice.
Hey, it is what it is.
Wow. He didn't even flinch.
All right, here we go. Story number
two. Wait.
As you guys know, Sauce Gardner gifted Aaron Rodgers that really fancy number 8 diamond necklace to welcome into the Jets. Well, not to be outdone, Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers just gifted Jordan Love a smaller but still diamond number 10 necklace to welcome in as his new starting quarterback. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say false.
That's false. But that didn't happen.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I mean, he knows Jordan been there 3 years.
He's been there 4 years. Four years,
whatever
Chris.
It is.
Four years, right. I mean, like I'm getting like you brand new. You old news.
How much you want to bet Jordan Love was doing rookie hazing stuff as recently as last year?
Exactly.
Because he wasn't playing. They're like, you ain't doing nothing. Go and get those helmets.
With a
go
door, get those the donuts. Explorer backpack on or something.
Go
like
get
that.
Those phone nuts.
That's right. All right, here we go. Story number three. My sources say that Yankees sluggers Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton made an appearance at a Taylor Swift concert over the weekend where they escorted her out of the backstage to open up the set. Rob, my source is good.
This is false. I just can't. Aaron Judge is just getting to hit live pitching. I just can't believe he's at a concert worrying about something like that. No.
It'll break Rob's heart if Aaron Judge, his hero, was at a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say false, too, though.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Who was it? Was this anybody?
It was a Drake
just made
concert. It was a Drake concert. So, Rob, your premise was incorrect, but your answer was
So I should get, if we ended the tie, I got that one.
No, you didn't get that
The
one.
Methods were wrong, but it was correct. All right, last one, story number four here on Sources Say. My sources say that Nick Van Axel, former Laker, current, I believe he's an assistant coach in the NBA.
Yes, he is.
Had one of his old storage units sold at an auction here in Southern California for $1,400, which included signed memorabilia and unique paintings of himself during his Laker playing days.
For $1,400?
Yeah, I mean, storage auctions aren't very expensive.
I think it's false.
I think that's true. If he didn't realize or forgot about it, I believe that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Bring in the bongos! The hey, Chris
Alex,
Broussard Invitational
Alex, we don't have time. There's
on.
A break.
It's on!
Alex,
Rob, you got to be quiet while my
we
music
don't have time.
Plays. Y'all thought a brother was rusty? Y'all thought I was relaxing on vacation? I was preparing!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.